Blog Talk Radio.
The new voice for you. EOTM has the most outstanding public relations firm that will suit your needs as well as your budget. Thanks to EOTM Radio and staff, EOTM has climbed the ranks, reaching over 1 million listeners worldwide. Not only is EOTM Media Group mutually respected for its amazing quality, but also for their branding and marketing expertise. Everyone in the industry needs PR and marketing, so with that said, if you or someone you know needs PR or marketing solutions, contact Carla Barnes, Head of Marketing and Branding, at 213-290-3573, or visit her website at www.eotmmediagroup.com, or join her blog at www.eotmblog.com. What's that? You're interested in hearing a few live shows? Visit our radio page at www.eotmradio.com. Thanks for your time. This commercial is brought to you by EOTM Radio and Classic City Records.
I mourn the loss of thousands of precious lives, but I will not rejoice in the death of one, not even an enemy. Returning hate for hate multiplies hate, adding deeper darkness to a night already devoid of stars. Darkness cannot drive out darkness. Only light can do that. Hate cannot drive out hate. Only love can do that. That was a quote from Martin Luther King Jr. I think it's definitely profound for May 2nd, 2011. This is Carla B. with a special eBuzz news segment. As many of you already know, Al-Qaeda's mastermind Osama bin Laden has been supposedly killed by U.S. military forces on the command of our president, our very own President Barack Obama. Mainstream media has confirmed he was shot at least one time in the head. Now, this is the man behind the suicide hijacks attacks of September 11, 2001. They say he's dead, or so they say. And this is going to be a quick impromptu, so to speak, show. My eBuzz show is usually on a Friday night, but had to hop on a Monday just to touch bases with the breaking news. Now, while much of America celebrated the dramatic killing of Osama bin Laden, conspiracy theorists such as myself, we still have questions. And this is what this show is all about. If you have any comments, you could definitely call in to 718-664-6543. Again, that number is 718-664-6543. I am actually waiting on a co-host of mine to call in and help me out. But we are trying to get our chat room open. It doesn't look like that's going to happen. But I definitely want everybody to know that this is an open forum. It's only 30 minutes, though, but it is an open forum. So you could definitely call in to the show and speak to me and voice all of your opinions and concerns and all that great stuff to our listeners. 718-664-6543. And as I just stated, while much of America have celebrated the dramatic killing of Osama bin Laden, people like me, and I am not ashamed to call myself this, people like me, which is I'm a conspiracy theorist, and I do have Mogadi with me, and I think she's a conspiracy theorist as well. We have questions. We really do. You know what I'm saying? We want to know, okay, where is bin Laden's body? Why was the most wanted Mujahideen on earth buried in an undisclosed location in the Northern Arabian Sea? Why was the news announced mere weeks after President Obama's campaign kickoff and just days after his birth certificate was released? Why so late on a Sunday night? I don't know. But I have questions, and I plan on pointing out certain discrepancies, motives, counter-motives, cover-ups, counter-cover-ups, all that good stuff, because, hey, I'm a conspiracy theorist. I can't help myself. I do want to put out there that the thoughts and opinions of myself does not reflect the thoughts and opinions of EOTM Radio and Media. As I just stated, I got my girl Mocha D with me. What's up, girl?
What's up, Carla B? Mocha D is in the house, and I'm so excited about what you're doing, girl. I am so excited about this show tonight. I've been waiting for it for the last few days, and we're going to do the theory about, you know, like you said, conspiracy theory anyway, but this just put the icing on the cake. So, you know.
I believe so, too. Mm-hmm.
You know what? I got to keep it 100, just like you. I'm not too excited about what everybody's saying. You know what I mean? I'm not trying to have nobody come on my house knocking on my door and nothing like that. I know you guys are screening the show and listening to my phone conversation and all that out there. Don't come in my house talking about what I say and do what I say and do. It's just the way it is. I don't like. Should I say it, Carla?
You can say it.
I'm just not pro Obama. I'm sorry, you guys. I'm sorry. Right. Still love me. I'm entitled to feel how I want to feel. I am not pro Obama because of quite a few things. I ain't going to get all into it because the show ain't even. How long we got today? I mean,
I only have 30 minutes, but Moby, what I would say to you is we can air a part two on your show on Sunday night, and you know, it could be 2 hours if you want it to be. So we could definitely talk 30 minutes and then take it to Sunday night.
Let's do that because people need to knock it off. Obama needs to knock it off. And everybody acting like Obama just the big hero of the year because this didn't happen. He's just continuing along with the Bush Administration Act. I mean, you know, hey, he's following Bush's lead. So all you people that hated Bush, you need to help hate Obama too, because he ain't only doing what he's telling them to do, what they're telling them to do. So all started way back since freaking Thomas Jefferson. What you want?
I want to really quickly lay out some information to our listeners just in case they didn't know, and also let them know they can call in to our studio line, which is 718-664-6543. This show is only 30 minutes. The Steve and I show comes on at 7 o'clock, so we'll be doing a part two on Sunday night, at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on Mocha D's show. But I want to, of course, what I want to do is I want to look back at 9/11. Because after the attack on the World Trade Center and the Pentagon, I still wonder why 110-story towers crashed and military jets failed to intercept even one airliner. So I'm still confused on that. I don't know how anyone can have closure when there are hundreds of contradictions to the stories that were told to us. I'm just tripping because I've been posting stuff on Facebook all day, and I put out that Osama bin Laden, you know, may not be dead, and some people are even saying that he was dead since 2001. That's what Fox News reported back in 2001. So I'm just trying to bring the light to people. Okay, I'm not, you know, I mean, this is my opinion. If you have any qualms, if you don't believe what I'm saying, that's fine. Don't believe what mainstream media is saying either. Do your research. That's what I'm trying to get to today. But the story doesn't end with 9/11 because we are now, of course, being told that bin Laden is dead. I was listening today by a very popular radio personality out of Austin, Texas. His name is Alex Jones. He gives a voice to the 9/11 truth movement, and he runs a website, which is www.infowars.com, which is sent out, and they actually sent out a headline today that really caught my attention. The title of it was Red Alert, Inside Sources, Bin Laden Corpse Has Been on Ice for Nearly a Decade. So, Mocha D, what you got to say about that? Okay. All righty. I don't know if we lost her or not. But
no,
let me see.
We had a bad connection. I apologize. I had a bad connection.
Okay. Well, tell me, tell me what do you got to say about that? And then, like I said, the show is only 30 minutes. We've got 20 minutes left. We got some callers. I want to hear what you got to say, but I want to start opening up the phone lines.
You know what? I have so much to say. It's unreal. I can't quite.
In regards to my last statement, Mocha D, in regards to my last statement, in regards to Bin Laden has been on ice for nearly a decade.
Listen to me. I apologize to everybody on air, but I have a real bad connection, and I didn't hear what you were saying because, as you know, I went off the track.
I can repeat it. No problem. No problem. I can repeat it. What I just said was there was a report that went out today on the World Wide Web. It was titled Red Alert Inside Sources. Bin Laden corpse has been on ice for nearly a decade, and I wanted to know your opinions on that. Yeah. I wanted to know.
Well,
I mean, back in 2001, Mocha D, Fox News reported that Bin Laden was dead due to some complications with a lung disease or something like that. So we heard that back in 2001. You can Google it right now, everybody, and just Google Bin Laden dead in 2001. You'll see all the reports that were on CNN, Fox News, and all that stuff. Go ahead, Mocha D.
I firmly believe it. That's all I can say is I firmly believe it. And you know, they lie so much, it's hard to keep up with it, God darn. But I certainly don't think, I think basically what I think is going on, they just went on and brought this out because Obama wasn't looking good right now. He really wasn't looking that good about being reelected. You know what I'm saying? This would be the greatest thing at this point. The greatest thing to do is to come out some superhero movie. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah, hold tight, Mocha D. I want to go ahead and hold tight. I want to unmute a caller from 815 area code, 815-993. You're live on EOTM Radio with Carla B. And Mocha D, you have any questions?
I know. I just wanted to comment on the last lady's comments. I kind of completely disagree. I don't think the Republicans had anyone in running, really. If anything, I think Obama has it in the bag and has from the beginning, first of all. And as far as Bin Laden being dead or not, I think it's – I don't think that – before it was a speculation that he had died, and – this time, it's the president came out and talked about it. It's been all over the news. It's everywhere. I mean, he wouldn't have done that as a president. That would have ruined everything because all Bin Laden has to do is come out with a video tomorrow, and our president looks like an idiot. So.
Well, can I
right,
answer that?
Yeah, you sure can. Since it was directed at you, go ahead, Mocha D.
Okay, thank you, sir. And I respect the fact that you disagree with what I'm saying, and that's to be expected. The bottom line is the only one that truly knows what's going on is their father, Satan. No, I'm just kidding. The only one that truly knows what's going on is God. But the thing is, you know, as far as it being a Republican, a Democrat type issue, it doesn't matter. They're all playing from the same deck of cards. Does it really matter? That's one big game in itself. That is one big game in itself. The Republican, Democrat, you know, please. It's a big conspiracy game. And I don't know how old you are, but you should know this. You should know this.
Well,
I know
that is the case, but I do think you have to give Obama some credit for being in there and doing stuff and not letting everybody know exactly what's going on and looking into certain things without getting too crazy and letting it getting into the media. And we finally got him for that purpose. I mean, he does give a lot of speeches, but he doesn't really let anybody know what's going on really on the inside.
You know what?
Well, thank you so much for your time, sir. I'm going to have to go ahead because we only have 30 minutes tonight. But I want to definitely thank you for listening, okay? Thanks so much.
All right, thanks.
For your comments as well. Yeah.
Thank you, sir.
Mocha D, girl, it's going to be so many different perspectives and things like that. I want people to know that when it comes to Mocha D and myself, our opinions are a little bit different as well. But I definitely respect hers and vice versa. But I want to, my thing is, I'm a person that I'm driven by facts. You know what I'm saying? And proof. I need proof and stuff. I don't just go by what they say on Fox News. You know, I don't consider myself one of the ones that's being brainwashed by mainstream media. So I wanted to put out some things to the people in regards to some things that happened in the past.
the 9/11. FBI officials and counterintelligence leaders from different countries like the Iran and Pakistan, Afghanistan, they have said for years that bin Laden was dead. Even a former counsel on foreign relations, his name is Steve R. Kaczynski. And I'll put his, I'll put the link out shortly, but he told Fox News on air back in 2002 that bin Laden's corpse had been dead for months back then. So my thing is this. Okay, this is what I want you guys to start thinking about. Obama just relaunched his election bid. And nabbing bin Laden in the main kickoff campaign rally, you know, is a, you can call it for what it is. Okay, so they need, you know, they need a hero. They need a hero. I don't know, but, they said, you know, Elvis has been alive for years, and Michael Jackson, I think that's coming up too in Tupac. And I guess we may hear on and off the stories as far as Osama bin Laden still being alive, but I'm one that believes that he's been dead a long time ago, not just yesterday. Go ahead, Mokadi.
Wow, I'm sitting up here listening to you with my mouth wide open, man. I'm still traumatized about that last caller because the bottom line is the fact is, the whole concept of Obama just popping up and appearing out of nowhere was a lie
right.
itself, a big dramatized lie itself. Why do the United States allow themselves to knowingly be lied to and do nothing about it? Knowingly. They're being lied to.
I would say it's not just the United States. It's people worldwide. People are being brainwashed. Mogadi, and you told me this a long time ago. You know, people are being brainwashed, plain and simple. So, you know, it is what it is, as I would say. But I want to take a really quick, like a 5-second, 10-second commercial break. We're going to be right back, y'all. You can go ahead and call in right now, 718-664-6543. We have about 10 more minutes, and then we'll extend this show. We'll do a part two on Sunday night at 7 p.m. on EOTMradio.com. Make sure you guys subscribe to receive alerts to future shows. You can get all the alerts to all the upcoming shows and stuff. Hold tight, Mogadi, and everybody else.
BET, home of some of the greatest shows, such as Monique, Let's Stay Together, The Game, Steve Harvey, Everybody Hates Chris, Master Mix, and many more. BET is also famously known for their featured blog sites, such as Spotlight, What the Flick, Stay Tuned, Head Over Heels, Sound Off, and a wide variety of others. So the next time you're flipping through your channels, tell a friend to tell a friend about BET and BET's video library. Also, don't forget to catch the countdown on 106 in Park with Roxy and Terrence. Do you want your chance? You feel as if you got what it takes? Or just want to read and catch up on BET news? Tune in to www.bet.com or send your thoughts and opinions through mail to BET Network, 1235 W Street, Northeast, Washington, D.C., 20018-1211, or phone BET Network at 202-608-2000. This commercial was brought to you by EOTM Radio and Classic City Records.
And welcome back, everybody. That was the longest commercial I've ever heard in my entire life. But I'm just kidding. What's up to the EOTM family? That was that commercial was brought to you by Classic City Records and, of course, EOTM Media Group. And we're talking, I am talking about... is Osama bin Laden, is he dead or is he still alive or has he been dead for forever and a day? I'll tell you this, this is the kicker to me, okay? I was researching today and I heard somewhere, and this is definitely a verified news source, CNN or Fox News, but there was said, I found out about this yesterday. They said that Osama bin Laden, they had already... cremated him, and they gave him a burial at sea. Okay, and I am going to repeat that. They had already cremated him and buried him at sea. That's
just really kind of crazy to me when you know already that there are so many skeptics out there in the United States. I don't necessarily know what's going on really right now in Pakistan and Afghanistan and all them, Iran. But there's a lot of skeptics in the United States. And why wouldn't you, you know, show some pictures to the American people and let them know, okay, this is what happened. I know I read somewhere today in response to that comment I just made, they were saying that the U.S. officials were saying that they didn't really want to do that because they didn't want to put anything like that online or on TV. And it was just crazy to me that they wouldn't do it because I can remember back when Saddam Hussein, you're back, Mohdi, when Saddam Hussein was hung, I saw that commentary all over the internet. We got Mokadine back on the line, and then I also see my girl Say Tuesday. Well, I know she's doing the show on Osama bin Laden, dead or alive, tomorrow morning at 1 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, as y'all say in Atlanta, Eastern Standard Time. But I want to bring Say Tuesday on really quick. I want to know what your opinion is because I know, Say Too, you're just calling in, but you missed what I said. But I want to hear, you know, your thoughts because I've already shared with people that, you know, Osama bin Laden, in my opinion, he did not die yesterday. He died back in 2001. That's why he was first reported. And his body, he's been dead, you know, for forever. And this is just a big, it's just a scam. It's just a farce. And people should really start investigating. They should not. You can't believe what you hear on TV, and it's just amazing to me that people do. People do. I got so many hate mail today for saying this against Obama. It's ridiculous. Making me start to think maybe he is really the Antichrist. But go ahead, Say Two, Say What.
Thank you so much, Carla D, for putting me on air. And I just love what you said. But first and foremost, for real though, this whole thing is a scam, for real. I mean, I'm just, seriously though, because for one, you have to think about how corrupt the whole government is. Like, the government is like a huge-ass gang. It's like a mob.
Right.
Except they are just of higher power. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
All this Illuminati stuff, all this secret society stuff, all this stuff is real. Like, they are trying to brainwash us, and that stuff is working. It is totally working because my thing is this. I could have sworn that he actually died, like, a long time ago, for real. I'm not too sure if I heard right, but from my understanding.
Let me tell you this. I've been working on this story since last night. Since it came out that he died again. I'm like, Dad, how many times can you really die? But go to www.eotmblog.com. I have a link to the Fox News report and CNN report that reported back in 2001 that the man died of complications related to a lung disease that wasn't really taken care of, and he died from that. That's right, and they say he died peacefully. That was reported. Osama bin Laden died peacefully in his sleep. So, this is a farce. It is definitely a farce. But go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, because I was thinking like the photos that they have. It looks real, but like honestly,
they're
like it's completely photoshopped.
That's what the report. Yeah, that's what the reports are saying, that they're photoshopped. Yeah,
and not only that too, but
I'm sorry, Stacey. Go ahead.
And not only that too, though, but Obama, honestly, I don't feel like he would intentionally lie to the world, but he is just the president. He is not of the higher power. So I just feel like he is, like, really trapped within the whole government system. And they, I don't really feel like he is part of their scam, but at the same time,
he's a pawn in this game. Mokadi, you with us?
I'm with you. Please believe that.
Okay. I only have like two more minutes. So, Mokadi, did you want to say anything in regards to what we said so far?
You know what? I'm listening to the show on Sunday.
Oh, yeah, we're going to pick it back up because this is absolutely ridiculous. You would want to show the American people the results of something they've been waiting for? It's bad enough that the man said out of his own mouth when he was, quote, unquote, alive, I am not responsible for the 911 incident. He said, I wish I could take credit for it. I wish I could take credit for it. And they're going to continuously say this man did it and then kill him. If you listen to CNN said today that the mission was not to capture him. The mission was to kill him.
Right.
Why don't y'all beat the hell out of the man and get him to explain and talk and say something? But no, you just go kill him and swim across our American waters so we can swim with him?
They didn't kill him. That's the part about it.
Oh, I know that. I'm talking about what the lie they came up with. Why couldn't you hang him on a gas-fired tree or something and let the American people beat the hell out of him? Why don't you post him or paste him on a building? But see, they wanted to kill him real quick to shut his goddamn mouth, his whole scene down, shut him down to build up Obama, shut him down and make Obama look like the newest superhero. And it's ridiculous.
Yeah, exactly. Thanks so much for calling in, Mocha D. Say, too, you got a show at 1 a.m. Go ahead and give the people the information on that.
Oh, yes, definitely check out my show, Mixture of Arts, What's Your Girl, Say, Too, Say What? Every single Tuesday morning at 1 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. You guys definitely want to be there. It is going down. We are going in on this topic at 1 a.m., so y'all definitely have to check it out, all right?
Hey,
to make sure, I'm going to call in. Say too. I'm calling in, so you better put me on, girl. I definitely got something to say. I want to say this and ending our show. Stay on if you're listening because the Steve and I show, of course, airs every Monday night at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, as Mother Jenkins says, Eastern Standard Time. Make sure you guys are continuing to stream live. I want to end this show with this quote from Martin Luther King. I actually started my show with this. This quote is from Martin Luther King Jr. because when I turned on the TV set this morning, it was just crazy. It made me embarrassed to be an American. Okay, we're going to end with this quote, and then we'll go right into the Stephen Knight Show. I mourn the loss of thousands of precious lives, but I will not rejoice in the death of one. Not even an enemy. Returning hate for hate multiplies hate, adding deeper darkness to a night already devoid of stars. Darkness cannot drive out darkness. Only light can do that. Hate cannot drive out hate. Only love can do that. And that is a quote from Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Y'all marinate on that, and I'll catch you next time.
She said, oh, I'm ready to ride. to get inside. You can't change your mind. Don't mean to sound impatient, but you gotta promise, baby. Oh. Tell me again, my baby. Oh, I gotta know, baby. Oh, yeah.
Tell me again.
Make sure you're right. Oh, before we leave. Oh, oh, it's a good look, baby.
Really good look, baby. Look here. Sometimes wanna be your lover, sometimes wanna be your friend, sometimes wanna hug you, hold hands, slow dance while the record spins. Opened up your heart cause you said I made you feel so comfortable. Used to play back then, now you all grown up like Rudy Huxtable. I could be your bug, you could beat me up. Play fight in the dark and we both make up. I do anything just to feel your bug. Why you got me so messed up? I don't know, but you gotta stop tripping. Be a good girl now, turn around and get these whips. You know you like it like that. You don't have to fight back. Here's a pillow fight back. And I'll be setting separate plays, so on all these separate days, your legs can go they separate ways.
Tell me again, my baby. Oh, it's a good look, baby.
Tell me again.
For a long time,
Shawty.
But fucking never crossed my mind,
Shawty.
But tonight I seen something in you,
Shawty.
That made me wanna get with you,
Shawty.
You ain't been nothing but a friend to me,
Shawty.
And a nigga never ever dreamed we'd be,
Shawty.
Up in here kissing, hugging, sweet and touching,
Shawty.
Up in the bathtub, rubber dubbing,
Shawty.
Are you sure you wanna go this far?
Shawty.
Let a nigga know before I pull it out.
Shawty.
I would never ever cross the line.
Shawty.
Shawty, let me hit you. Tell me one more time. One more time.
EOTM Radio. Entrepreneurs on the move. We shape the life for a better tomorrow.
What's going on, everybody? My name is Stephen Knight, and you're listening to The Stephen Knight Show. My name is Stephen Knight, and welcome again to the Stephen Knight Show here on EOTM Radio. I'd like to thank you, as always, for joining us tonight. We have a great show lined up, as always, discussing the latest entertainment news, Ron's perspective on what's going on in sports, fashion, and the latest in movie reviews. Tonight, we'll also be talking to someone who I believe has a very inspiring story that we don't want to miss. She is someone who made her dream a reality, so it's definitely inspiring. Then, of course, our question of the day. We want you to participate, so make sure you call in and give us your opinion. The number is 718-664-6543. Again, it's 718-664-6543. But, Ms. Parker, how are you doing?
I am doing very well. How are you doing?
I'm great. How was your weekend? We had a good weekend, didn't we?
Yeah, my weekend was really good. Before we go into that, I want to say My condolences to anyone who lost anyone in the storm last week. I know that especially in Alabama, and I know we have a lot of people from there who lives out here.
Yeah.
If you lost someone or knew someone who lost their life in the storm, my condolences to you and your family and your friends, and hopefully everything will be okay and you guys can rebuild.
Absolutely.
But with that said, my weekend was great. You know,
yeah.
The weather was good.
Yeah. Pool party. We went to a pool party. Now,
yeah.
We had a good time there. Yeah.
That was fun. Having fun in the sun.
You know what I'm saying? You never go wrong with that. What else is going on? You got anything going on this week?
I'm flying out on Thursday. I'm going to see my brother. He's back from Kuwait. He's not in the military, but he works for a private company out there. So I'm going to head out to see him, his wife, kids. So I'm excited.
Okay, great, great. Well, I also want to, you remember we had on Rocksteady Entertainment a couple weeks ago, I believe, maybe it was last week. They have this show coming on May 27th here in Atlanta, and I've just been added to the bill. I'll be performing at their show, so I'm excited about that.
No, that is awesome. And, you know, I know those guys, and they're a group of really good guys, and always looking to support other people in the community.
Yeah.
So definitely, if you can, please come out and show your support to them as well.
And that's one of the reasons why I did it, because they've supported me, you know, so many times. Also, I have a performance coming up. I believe it is May 14th. I'll post it on Facebook, but it's for a magazine release party. It's Extra Magazine. They've already been out, but they're doing a re-release, so I'll be performing there as well. So I look forward to that. But,
awesome. So you have a few things going on.
I have some stuff going on. I'm back in the studio in a couple of weeks. Me and Phoenix are going to hit it hard. So, you know, a lot of good things coming on.
Excited for you.
I appreciate that. Well, you know, at the Steve and I Show, our mission is to bring the latest in entertainment news, sports, interviews, fashion, and, of course, music. We want the show to be very interactive, so we definitely want to hear from you.
So make sure to like us on Facebook if you haven't done so. We are going to harass you until you do. make sure you follow us on Twitter, the Steve and I Show, SHO, each and every Friday. Now it's Monday. You know, I'm so used to saying Friday. It's now Monday.
Mondays,
we will post a question of the day, so please make sure to continue to comment on the question of the day, and we appreciate your opinions and your comments. And before we move on, I want to shout out Steve and Knight himself. Thank you so much for your help this weekend. You know what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
always, because you've always been there in my corner, so you know I got you. But I want to encourage everyone to go on our website, thestevenightshow.webs.com. You can hear past shows. You can see Inside Scoop. Pretty much know what's going on here, behind the scenes, on the scene, whatnot. But today, our question of the day, Osama bin Laden was caught and killed. Do you believe that?
You know what? I'm not sure. I guess my thing is, I'm having problems understanding why he was there at sea. I read somewhere else, which makes sense. You know, like the first report came out said that he was there at sea because in traditional Muslim courts, in their religion, they're buried within 24 hours. Which, you know,
yeah.
I was kind of suspicious of that because I'm like, when does the U.S. start caring about, you know, being perceived as being sensitive to that, you know?
Right, yeah.
Because when we go to the airport and someone is dressed in a traditional, you know, Muslim form, they are, you know, they're searched and all of that. So it's like, when did they start, you know, really caring and about stuff like that? But then I read another article that said it was because no country will accept his body.
Yeah,
and
they
didn't
want
to bury him there because they didn't want to turn into, like, a shrine where his followers will go and pay tribute to him, which I think makes more sense.
Well, you know, Carla B., our owner here of the station, she actually just did a great show on that whole topic. So you definitely want to go back and, if you missed it, go back and check it out. And also, Awan and I were talking about that as well earlier today, and he's very passionate about how he feels about this. So when he comes on, I want you to hear his take. But, definitely want to encourage you all to go on Facebook and Twitter and let us know what you think, and we'll be right back.
High, high, get high, man. Hype Magazine, a magazine that gives you all kinds of flavor for your entertainment needs. You can purchase Hype Magazine in all major stores, as well as getting it digitally at www.gethypeonline.com. Get your ad in Hype Magazine now and subscribe by calling 1-301-579-HYPE. That's 1-301-579-HYPE. 4973. This is brought to you by EOTM Radio and Media.
Well, welcome back to the Stephen Knight Show. I'm your host, Stephen Knight.
And I'm your co-host, Ms. Parker.
Well, Ms. Parker, what's going on here at Entertainment? It's been a busy week.
I think the week's been more news-based, but, you know, we've been bombarded with coverage of the royal wedding. I think everyone is just like, okay.
Oh, my God.
I mean, and I'm a sucker for weddings, so I didn't mind it too much, but I think the coverage was a little bit too much. People woke up at actually 4 in the morning and actually went to viewing parties. Now, that was too much.
Yeah.
That was too much. I mean, I knew it was going to be on TV for the next 24, 48 hours anyway, so if you missed it,
right.
You had to have seen it.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Yeah. I had no interest whatsoever. And it's not that I have anything against, you know, I'm happy if anyone get married and join the union.
Right.
But I have my own life. And I don't want to hear every time I go to watch the news, have to hear about a wedding. You know what I mean? I mean, I guess if I lived over there, I'd be more, maybe I would care more.
I guess you don't understand why we care.
Right. Well, I mean, I get it.
Not we, but I mean, like, why is it such a big deal for America?
Well, I mean, and because it captivated every story. I remember because I watched Today Show in the morning, and they're talking about where she's from. What, you know, they went to the store, where she gets.
But they actually done that for weeks. They've been doing that for weeks.
I know. It's like, who cares? But anyway.
Yeah.
But congratulations
to
them, and we wish them the best, definitely.
Definitely congratulations, and I think for me it was different because, you know, I grew up loving Princess Diana, so I was like, you know, just to know that princesses are still out there, I think I was fascinated by it.
Yeah.
And when she passed away, I actually cried, you know, like, when you're little to know that there's a real princess, you know, and I thought
mm-hmm.
she was so pretty. I'm like, there are real princesses out there. Like, I was
right.
just so taken
right.
away by that. And so, you know, I remember the boys when they were little, because, we grew up around the same age. They were a few years older than I am.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
you know, I remember them. And so I think for me it was kind of like, oh, you know, and their mother passed
yeah.
and I said about mothers. So I think
and
it
I
was
know.
Cute. But I think after – I think my problem was as much coverage as it got
as
before the
right.
wedding. Before.
Yeah.
Like, they did a whole month of coverage before the wedding started. So I was
and
just,
that's my
yeah.
thing. That's my thing. Like, I mean, you know, I don't care if there's coverage, but I think it was just a little too much. But, you know, it's done. What's done is done. Let's talk about something, though, real quick before we move on. Remember the little girl at the wedding?
Yes. Remember I pointed her out to you? I'm like, who is that little girl?
That little girl looked evil.
She looked so evil. She was not having it at all.
Who was she? She was not happy.
She's Prince Williams, the groom. That's his goddaughter.
Okay.
Yeah, and her family is really wealthy. I think they own like hotels or whatever, but they come from
yeah.
old money.
Oh,
so,
yeah,
but they're actually, I think they're actually Americans.
Okay.
So, anyways, but yeah, that's the goddaughter. That's the goddaughter of Prince William. But yeah, I thought that was hilarious.
Yeah, she was funny because I mean, every picture you saw of her, she's making a face. And
yeah, she was not having all that noise. She just didn't
mm-hmm.
get what all the nonsense was about.
Right.
Yeah, she didn't get it.
Mm-mm. What else
is
going on?
I guess Mariah had her baby, you know, with all the
everything
else going on. I guess that didn't get that much press.
Yeah.
But
she had her
baby. She had a boy and a girl, right?
Mm-hmm. On Saturday. And it's ironic because that's she and Nick's third wedding anniversary on Saturday it was. And so
did she have a C-section?
I don't know.
I think she planned it for that date.
Well, this is because, you know, her publicist or her spokesperson came out and basically said that You know, Mariah, I think it was maybe a month ago, she had a false pregnancy, a false labor. She was a false labor. And so she thought that's what it was when they went to the hospital. She thought it was false again, but it actually being the real thing. And she was very calm, and they said Nick was all frantic and excited. But him, his mother, and Mariah went to the hospital, and, you know, she calls them. She's been tweeting about it, you know, not recently, but up, you know, up until this point, calling them babies because they haven't named them yet. And so she, but she gave birth on Saturday. And then, you know, Al Sharpton, he did their vows.
Yeah, he went up there and renewed their vows. I guess it's something they're going to do. They're going to do every year for their anniversary.
Yeah.
Yeah, nobody, you know, nobody really thought it would last this long. So I'm happy for her. You know,
yeah,
I'm always, you know, rooting for people and black love, especially. So I definitely hope that they're able to work out and last the long term.
Yeah, I agree. I definitely agree. And they said that when after the babies came, the babies were here and everyone was together, they played We Belong Together.
Oh, that's cute. That is so cute. But I definitely think they're a match made in heaven. She seemed like she needs to be catered to, and Nick seemed like he doesn't mind catering to her. So,
right.
You know, everything works the way it's supposed to.
Exactly.
So, you know, I live between the Sandy Springs police station is like across the street from me. I live like on the line between Atlanta, Fulton County police station is on the other side, and then there's a Sandy Springs police station right across the street.
Right.
Because
right.
I'm on the line, right? So I'm between Atlanta and Sandy Springs. So Frankie lives in my building.
Right.
Frankie's Cole's mother.
Yeah.
And I heard that she got arrested like right outside when she, you know, when you come out of my condo, you make a left.
Yeah.
I heard that she got arrested driving crazy over there.
Oh,
and it's
gosh.
So funny because you're in the middle of two police stations. Like
yeah.
every time I come out of there, I make sure that everything is in line.
When I leave your house, I'm driving like you would think I'm taking a driving test.
Exactly, because until you get past, you know, the police stations, you have to. But apparently she had, like, she was on drugs or she was either high or drunk, they said. And they said she was pulled over a couple of weeks ago with stuff for smoking, I guess, crack in her car. Like, they didn't find any, but they found, the stuff used to do it.
The paraphernalia.
I was like, I really was hoping and, you know, that she got her life together. Not now, I understand why Keisha Cole doesn't deal with her.
Wasn't she on celebrity rehab?
Yep. And I thought they said that Keisha Cole had sent her to rehab before that.
I really hope that she's, I mean, how old is she? Like, in her 50s?
I think she just turned 50.
Okay. Well, I definitely hope she gets together.
It's embarrassing, you know. And, you know, remember when I told you that when Keisha Cole first came out, I used to be so embarrassed when she spoke on TV. Like, I just felt like she represented our community very poorly. And I have never seen another artist or another person on TV that came from where she came from that have put all the effort into personal growth. She has grown so much. And when I see her on TV or whatever, she just seems to be the type of person who, and even during her show, like, she made it.
She grew.
She made it a personal mission to grow, to find ways to change her life, change her thinking, to grow as a person. So to see that and see, you know, see where she's heading and see that, you know, family members are, like, really not trying to do anything about how they are, I don't know, it's kind of disappointing. But, you know, you can't change your family, they said. So you don't choose who you're born into.
Yeah, but I think she also had the support of her. Didn't she have an adoptive mother?
Yes, exactly.
She's been very supportive to them.
Yeah. So, you know, but anyway, so Keisha.
But let me tell you about the Nephi. You know, her sister Nephi?
Yeah, that's what I said. She's rapping, right?
Oh, I'm sorry. You were saying, okay. Yeah, she has a new song out. I'm trying to get the title of it. It's a new song. She's rapping. I'm trying to find it. I mean, she sounds to me like Trina when she's rapping. But the song, the title is very hood. Like, it is so hood. I cannot find it. Wow.
Oh my goodness. Really?
But you can look it up on YouTube. Nephi. Isn't that her name, Nephi?
She is not rapping. Yeah, that's her name, Nephi.
The song something like You Ain't Did Nothing or something like that. That's what the song's called.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, okay, here it is. So the name of the song is called, you know, my computer's going slow, we on the air? Okay, the name of the song is called, okay, we'll come back to that. That's a song, though. We'll off now,
okay.
But anyway. Yes, check her out on YouTube if you want to hear Nefi rapping. Yeah, check it out.
So do we have time to talk about Barack Obama, President Obama birth certificate? He released that last week?
Yeah. Yes, he released it. What do you think about that? I know a lot of people were disappointed that he released it. But how do you feel about that?
You know what, Stephen? I can care less where he was born, honestly. Like, when I wake up in the morning, him being born here or there, wherever, it does not affect me.
Right.
What affects me is gas prices. I got to go downstairs and pay.
Yep.
You know, people
right.
are out of jobs. The economy is tanking. That stuff, you know, and I think Donald Trump is a businessman, and he does what he needs to do to be relevant
yeah.
and keep his name out there. He's a businessman, and he's a smart guy. So why
mm-hmm.
give him all this attention when it's not deserved?
Like,
you know?
Yeah.
Exactly. So he says he's getting exactly what he wants. And, you know, and I just think, I'm not upset with Donald Trump because I feel like he's a smart businessman. He's doing what he needs to do to feed his family and keep his lifestyle.
Right,
so
right.
if we're buying into it, the news and everything, I think the thing with President Obama was, I think, his election is next year. He's just trying to keep the peace and make
yeah.
sure that he does whatever he needs to do and not miss his opportunity to be reelected. And I think that's really why he went ahead and said, you know what? This guy's going to be getting a lot of attention. He's getting out of press. Let me just shut him up and release
mm-hmm.
my birth certificate. So I think that's where I stand with that. But let me just quickly mention, I'm going to a fundraiser tomorrow for President Obama 2012 reelection. So that
mm-hmm.
should be good. I went ahead and bought my ticket today.
Yeah, that should be fun.
I think it'll be a good event.
Yeah. Well,
so what do you think
about
the birth certificate?
Well, the Obamas, they were on President Obama and First Lady Michelle Obama, they were on Oprah today. They taped that thing last week, but it aired today. And Oprah asked about it because that was the same day that he had the press conference. And he said that the reason why he did it was because we're living in some of the hardest times that some people have had to go through, you know, with economic stuff, natural disasters, everything. And he said Michelle didn't want him to release it. Miss First Lady did not want him to release it because she said she thought it was ridiculous. But because, you know, this was addressed 2.5 years ago. President Obama figured that let's get it out there so it's done. We can talk about the serious factors. And, you know, Donald Trump just took he said, well, I did what no one else could do. I made him prove to us. So, you know, he made it about him, of course. But
exactly.
yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, and he said the reason why he just did it is because like I said, it's been in question for 2.5 years. He said because he thought it was, he didn't think it was that big of a deal, you know, that people really wanted to see it, but, you know, Donald Trump made this big issue, so he just said, you know, let's just do it and be done with it.
And this is like, you know, this is why I feel like the man is already president, so even if the accusation were true, he's already president.
Right.
We have bigger, you know, we have a whole lot of other issues that we need to focus on. It's just the most ridiculous thing ever. So I was just over it. I wasn't paying Donald Trump no attention. I wasn't upset with him because you make things as relevant as we put importance on things. Things
yeah.
are only relevant when we make it relevant. So
yeah.
if somebody's talking to you and you're not paying them any attention, not caring about it, that person eventually is going to shut up.
Mm-hmm.
But he
That's
has
true.
So
like
much coverage.
Yeah.
He has so much coverage. So.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think he did what he needed to do.
Well, real quick, they roasted him. President Obama and Seth Meyers from SNL, they roasted him they had a congressional meeting. I mean, they were joking on him so hard. I mean, you have to definitely look that up. It's on YouTube as well. Look that
yeah,
up.
Yeah, you were talking about it earlier. I'll definitely do so.
Yeah, I don't have time to go through it because we're running short on time. But, I mean, they went in. When I tell you they went in.
Wow.
But, Let's switch gears, and I know Ms. Ferguson, Janaire Ferguson, she probably fell asleep on me an hour ago. Are you there, Ms. Ferguson?
Yes, I am here.
How are you doing?
I'm fine. How are you doing tonight?
I'm good. And yourself?
I can't complain, I guess. We won't do any good, so.
It seemed like it's been forever.
I know. I wasn't feeling well last week, so I didn't tell you all about the sales. Steve told me I was faking it, so.
Right. Steve, you know how to do it. I just don't feel well. How are you doing? How are you doing, Art? What do you have for us?
Yeah, I'm doing all right. Okay, well, you know, of course, Mother's Day is around the corner. So most of the stuff that I'm going to tell you all about tonight, you know, pertains to Mother's Day, so you guys can get some of these last-minute gifts. And some of the things you even have to act on, like, immediately because they're only going to last for a couple more hours because it's not like the Groupon. It's sort of like the Groupon where you only have this deal for a 24-hour period. So I'll go ahead and get to it so you guys don't miss out. For Mother's Day, I came across something called the Tuvia Mobile Spa. And I don't know if you guys have heard of that, but basically it's just a spa that, you know, goes from place to place. And
like a mobile?
It's like a mobile spa. I mean, it's like they come to you.
Mm.
So you can go, you can look it up, and that's Tuvia Mobile Spa, and that's Tuvia, and then Mobile Spa. And they're giving like 64% off.
Is this nationwide or just here in Atlanta?
This is just in Atlanta. Most of the deals that I'll find for nationwide people are going to be online. And
like
then most of the deals, right, it'll be on my website, and that all will be online. But, you know, some of the deals will be local because, of course, I'm from here. So I know
yes,
I need to branch out a little bit more. Yes, born and bred. But so you guys really look that up. That's Tuvia Mobile Spa. And another one that I came across from the Plum District is 59% off of at LYN Salon. And you can, of course, get your hair cut, colored, anything you need to do, shampooed, anything. So that might be a good Mother's Day gift. Another thing I came across on Living Social, and this is something that is only going to last for a couple more hours, is flowers for mom. You know, flowers can be really, really expensive. As the day nears,
the price
of flowers go up.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yep.
You know, only for a couple more hours, I think until midnight. So really that's like another hour and a half. Living Social is doing a 57% off of FTD flowers. And that is today only. So you can go ahead and get some Mother's Day flowers. Another thing that I came across is from Red Envelope. Have y'all ever heard of them? Red Envelope?
No.
You can go to redenvelope.com. And they are doing, just gifts. Of course, they have, like, all types of gifts. Like, they're sort of like an online Things Remembered. If you guys know what Things Remembered is, it's like keepsakes. And they do everything online. Well, they're having 20% off of any purchase of $39 or more. And they're also giving free shipping. So, you know, if you haven't picked up anything for Mother's Day, which, you know, we're all kind of late. My mom said she wanted cash, so I'm pretty good.
That's right.
She said, if you're going to sign your name to anything, it needs to be a check. So I said, all right, mom, you know.
I like your mama.
Yeah, she don't want any cards. Don't even waste the money. Give me that
$2. Right.
So,
you know what I'm saying?
You know? So, but, you know, if you did decide to get your mom something other than cash, you know, for those mothers who are more sentimental than mine, you can go to Red Envelope. Another thing, you know, if you're trying to get any type of clothes for yourself or your mother, Bluefly is like one of my favorite online stores for designer deals. They're having a clearance sale of up to 70% off, and it's dresses, shoes, handbags, and, like, all feminine accessories. So you can go ahead and check that out. And I also wanted to tell you guys about Calypso St. Barth coming to Target. Now, their prices at Target are ranging from $14.99 to $39.99. Now, I love it when Target, like, collaborates with, you know, high-end designers because, you know, a lot of times the quality is good. You know, you're not really lacking anything in quality. Like, I went and got my little William Rest leather jacket, and it was 100% leather because I don't do no pleather. So it was 100% leather. No, it was not pleather. It was 100% leather, and I got it for $99. And the thing that really made me mad was that it went down even more. So Target does those little deals. Yeah, it went down to like $60. So I couldn't get it for 60, but I still did get it. Yeah, I was kind of mad, but I should have been looking at it. I should have just left it alone once I got it for $100, you know. But anyway, me being me, I had to go see if it went back on sale, and it did. You know it. But I still didn't get that $40 back, though. So, boo to me. But, you know, Calypso St. Barth is, like, you know, it's like a bohemian type designer. And they have, like, dresses that, you know, just regular day dresses that we would go and probably spend $50 on, $20 to $50 on. You know, their dresses have adorned stars like, you know, Jennifer Aniston and Kate Hudson. And they're, like, $800, $1,000. And these, you know, are dresses that, that these crazy people just go and buy and walk around and date. And, you know, that's something that I'm wearing at my wedding. So they have, Calypso St. Barth has actually teamed up with Target. And, you know, they have a lot of cute stuff on sale at Calypso St. Barth. And, you know, if you go to my website, I have their collection up on my website if you want to take a look at that. So,
Target is coming up.
Yeah, they're coming up. They've been teaming up with Mulberry, Jean-Paul Gaultier. I mean, they've been doing a lot of stuff. So, you know, and, of course, there's going to be more to come from Target. Like, this is their thing now. They just like to team up with these high-end designers and, you know, just basically bring their budget-friendly fashion to the masses, which I absolutely love. So I'm going to check those. I'm going to check Target out sometime this week, because, you know, with those types of collaborations, if you don't get in on it quick, that stuff will be gone.
Right,
you'll miss out on it. And then you'll be like me looking at that, you know, $60 jacket.
$60. Extra
small that you can't fit. So.
And you know me, I'm so tall, I'm 6'4", so when I go to a place, if I don't hit it early, I'm messing up.
Yeah, I mean, that's how it is for most of us. And another thing, you know, they also have some stuff up there for men. So if you want to check it out, you know, they also have a couple of things up there for men and for Calypso St. Barth. So, and Home Goods. They also have Home Goods. So that might be something that you want to check out. But, yeah, I think that's all I have for you tonight.
I'm going to put Stephen on the I was going to talk about throw Stephen on the bus, but I want to put you on the spot. What you getting your mama?
I don't know. I was listening to Janera because I don't know. I was going to get a flower. She always my mom likes a spectacle, like of me sending her flowers to her job. But I want to do something bigger this year. So I don't know. I might have
you
to do Janera.
Check out Red Envelope, because, I mean, they have those starting at $39.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's Sunday. Oh, my goodness, you're the worst friend in the world.
He wants to do something bigger. You and
I
have
get
to
do
First of all, why don't you try finding out? Why don't you try keeping track of when Mother's Day is if you're going to be trying to do this big, lavish thing? Surprise,
oh,
Mom, I forgot. Is that what your surprise is going to be, that you forgot it altogether?
No. Okay, well, I got to get on that tomorrow then.
Yeah, so, you know, go to redenvelope.com and see if they have anything there for you, because, you know, they also do free shipping, so.
Okay. Good.
You know, that might be something you could check out.
I'm gonna do that as soon as we get off here.
Yeah, please do. Don't forget about Mother's Day. That's what we gave you
my
life.
Mom, mother. Right.
I know. That's what
we
gave you life. Right.
And
Bill Cosby said, "I'll put you in the flag and take you out."
Right. My mom will be sad at me
if you know like I know. You better hurry and get on it.
You know.
I know that's right. I hope she's not listening tonight, because she can't tie the bag.
You know?
So.
Well, thank you, Janera. Thanks so much for everything, as always. And we can check her out at budshopaholic.com, link on our page and on our website. So thank you again.
Oh, it was a pleasure. All right. Have a good evening.
See you later. You too, girl.
Bye. Aaron. Aaron.
Yeah.
I know you're there, but you just teased me about how many times I'm going to tell Janera how she's doing. Ask how she's doing. Okay, so you and I had a discussion. Are you calling back in, or do you want to talk about it now?
We can talk about it now. I mean, okay.
Okay, so you want to talk about the whole Bin Laden situation. I know we'll get to sports in a minute, but briefly tell us how you feel about the whole Bin Laden thing.
He's dead. It's over.
It's over.
Stop with the conspiracy theories. and let's let it go. I'm like, gosh, let it go, people. The man is dead. Do you honestly think that President Obama would go through all the stuff that he went through, wake everybody up out of their sleep late last night, interrupt Celebrity Apprentice, which I thought was a brilliant move, by the way. He would go through all this and not make sure that this was the man that was dead. Come on now, this is President Obama. This ain't just, you know, some other president that's just going to say anything. This man has to make sure that this man is Osama bin Laden dead. He has to prove it. He has it. He has the pictures. He has the intelligence. He has it all. He would not have said this if it was not the case. Okay?
Okay.
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 All you conspiracy theorists, well, we didn't see the body. We didn't see the body. First of all, there is a method to everything. Everything is strategic. It's all going to come out. It's all going to come out. Let everything work its course. You know, everybody's so innocent. They all want everything right then and there. Calm down. Calm down. It's all going to happen.
Right.
Chill. Chill.
Well, John, why you mad, son?
John, why you mad, son? He is focused. All right, let's go on to sports. We're running over. Let's go on to sports.
No. I'm not done.
We get how you feel.
All right. And so also, though, okay. And then people are, like, want to kind of say, it's political, how he had everything set up. I'm like, okay, if this was political and if Bin Laden was, like, dead, like, a year or so ago, Obama could have waited till next year to give us all this information. Or if he was trying to really get at Trump, he could have waited till the season finale of Celebrity Apprentice and interrupted that shit. And interrupted that show right at the end, you know. So nah, this happened. It happened like the president and all of his intelligence and Homeland Security officials said it happened. It happened just like it happened. No conspiracy theory, people. Let it go, man. People trying to act like Donald Trump. Trump got people going crazy. Conspiracy theories. Jeez.
All right. Well, someone. Okay, Carla B, our beloved
Boston Wilson.
She had some comments for you.
Somebody cried yesterday.
She's not calling in right now, but she said, but you need to do some research. You sound very confident. Besides Obama, please tell him I said that.
Tell her what I said. Tell her to get a life. Tell her to get a life and quit spending all her minutes on blogs or on watching Fox News.
And
I'm watching Fox News.
Okay?
This is not Fox News. Whoever that is, get out of your basement.
Aaron, this is our boss.
Exercise.
This is our boss we're talking to.
Who is it?
It's not a viewer. It's our boss.
I'm sorry. My bad. Sorry. I'm sorry.
He didn't know. Call. Please,
I didn't know. I'm sorry.
No,
I can't.
But still, that's his opinion. I'm sure Carla appreciates that.
She's actually laughing. She said he's funny. She said I'm done. Your man is funny.
Excuse me, really quickly. This is Carla B. I just wanted to jump on really quickly and say that, you know, everybody has their own opinion. The thoughts and beliefs of me does not reflect you. So I'm cool with that. But I want you to come on to Mocha D's show on Sunday night because we're going to have a part two to the show we had just before you guys' show. So we'll put the information on your Facebook page. You guys have a great show.
Aaron, this is
good at sports. Forget sports. Keep on going, Aaron. Tell how you feel. I just feel like this is President Obama. He has to make sure that this. Come on, this brother cannot risk putting himself out there like that and it not being legit. I'm sorry.
You know,
yeah.
I must have. Yeah.
I'm just saying, you know, but, you know, please stay on, you know, and,
please,
you know,
wrong. And everyone has
and if it happens that the president was really born in Kenya, then so be it. Or if, you know, or if Bin Laden's alive on the, you know, on like Rio de Janeiro sipping on some margaritas, whatever. I mean, whatever. It is what it is. But,
yeah.
You know, we'll see. Once they show the picture and the proof, you know, once people can actually visually see
yeah.
it, because I think what it is that right now it's leaving room for skeptics, you know.
Yeah.
Right now, okay, is he dead? Okay, you threw him over the water. You know, people don't really understand why he was thrown over the water. Where is the visual proof? You know, it's once he you know, pretty much puts the dots on the I's and crosses the T's, the majority of the people should, you know, be satisfied. So,
all right.
Which
I know that's right.
Actually, I think that the majority of people are satisfied, but, you know, but others who aren't, they should be satisfied once everything comes
okay.
out this week. Yeah, it'll all come out, definitely.
Okay. Well, can we briefly right. talk about sports?
Back to sports. Yeah,
I have an interviewee waiting on me.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, interview. I'm sorry too. Hey, my bad. I'm sure you all be talking about this too for like a minute or two, maybe not. But anyway, all right, sports. All right, Michelle, Miss Parker.
Oh,
don't start with me.
Uh-oh.
I know.
Uh-oh.
you just got off of Carla, but I'm ready. I'm ready.
Uh-oh.
It's war.
It
I mean, it's
war.
It's one game.
You just got your box of Kleenex from yesterday.
This is what happened, right? I was out and about. I didn't have time to coach. I didn't have time to coach my boys. I didn't have time to call time out when we needed to. I didn't have time to talk to Doc before. I mean, we got you next time. We got you next time.
Well, okay, real talk though, Ms. Parker. Paul Pierce should not have been thrown out the game.
That was a mess. I agree.
Yeah.
I agree.
But
yeah,
the refs been calling technicals left and right these
left
games,
and right.
Finals.
Left and right. Flagrants.
Well, they've been calling all kinds of technicals.
And
yeah.
I don't like that this is playoff basketball. These are grown men.
Let the men play.
Yeah.
Let them play.
And it's just not just that game. I mean, just every game. They've been calling technicals.
Absolutely. I'm like, let these grown men making all these millions of dollars, let them play.
Yeah, they can afford to get a little hurt. It's okay.
Right. Yes, sir.
Hey, Ron, real quick, are you still going with L.A. and Miami?
You know, yeah. I still think the Lakers are the team to beat in the West. East, I'm still going with the Heat. The Heat. In a seven-game series, I don't think can be beat.
We're going to cool that heat down in a second.
Oh, hey, Boston will probably more than likely win game two. Probably more than likely.
Boston has hard.
Not
Boston's
only are we
going to
win game two, we're going to win the series. Oh, man.
Well, listen there, Ron. As always, we appreciate you. Check him out on Twitter. Ron
Cosby won. Yes, Ron Cosby
won.
We can talk about conspiracy theories. We can talk about we can talk about aliens, you know, and outer space. I mean, anything you want to talk about, you know, who
Ron Cosby
won. Shot JR, all that, you know. Hey,
okay.
I have to get on this. Whatever you have to say, I have to get me some.
You
know,
he's
like sugar,
him.
Or you're
going to
charge him.
Hey, it's in my DNA. It's just me. It's just me.
You definitely make for good radio. We appreciate it.
Hey,
thank you,
Ms. Parker. She's going for the Lakers, so
yeah.
we'll see. But we're going
right,
to break because I got to talk to Nneka Sorrell. I can't wait to talk to you. So thanks, Aaron, and we'll be right back.
You're welcome, Steve.
Moving strong.
E-O-T-N Radio.
We got it going.
EOTM Radio and Media, where you will get the best in talk shows, music, hip-hop entertainment, comedy, whatever you need. Also, exclusive interviews from the Oscars, NAACP, awards, and more. Stay tuned to EOTMRadio.com.
EOTM Radio, got it going on, and we're moving strong.
Welcome back to the Stephen Knight Show. I'm Stephen Knight.
And I'm your co-host, Miss Parker. Stephen, who we have up next?
We have the beautiful Nneka Saran. She was born in Petersburg, Virginia, and has always had a love for passion for making things. At the age of 9, she was introduced to a needle and thread. From pillows to doll clothes, she was always creating something with the help of her mother. In 2005, while at Fabric Shopping, Nneka was inspired by a funky print and decided to make a small bag out of it. After receiving several compliments, she made 10 more and ended up selling them all in one weekend. It was then that she had the aha moment. She stepped out of her faith, and her handbag line was born. Today, Nneka's creations, Nneka Saran, can be spotted on the arms of celebrities such as Jennifer Lopez, Eve, Keisha Cole, June Ambrose, and Vivica Fox, just to name a few. Please help me welcome my old friend, Ms. Nneka Mosley. How you doing, Nneka?
Hey, Stephen. How are you?
How are you doing?
I'm great. Thank you, man.
That's great. I'm glad to have you on. You know, a little background about me and Nneka. We used to work at a call center when we were both in college. we just be hanging out, having a good time, tripping at work.
Yes.
But so to see her doing this, I'm very proud of her and happy for her. So, Nneka, tell us a little bit about your background.
Well, you kind of, stated it a few minutes ago, but I'm originally from Petersburg, Virginia. I currently live in the Philadelphia area.
Okay.
I did go to Hampton University, but I transferred to VCU, Virginia Commonwealth in Richmond, which is where I graduated from.
Right.
So I didn't, major in fashion or anything like that. I had a business major. And like you said, I've always loved making things and being creative, and that kind of spans from everything from hair to clothes to, home decor projects and just pretty much anything creative. Like, my mom was a teacher, and, she's very creative as well, so I think I get it from her.
Okay. Well, and that's true. I remember you always, because you did your own hair then. I remember back when we were in school, you did your own hair, and you always had the little fashion, you were on.
Did a little bit of everything.
So that's good. Well, you launched the Nneka Saran back in 2007, but after recently leaving the corporate America after 8 years, you started to do this full time. Tell us about what inspired you to go out on that faith and say, this is my job.
Okay. Well, for one, it's actually pronounced Nneka Saran.
Saran. No problem. That's straight. Okay, let's get that straight. Nneka Saran. Okay.
But yeah. Like you said, I was working in corporate America for a number of years, and I would say probably mainly the last 2 years of that time frame, I just no longer felt fulfilled. I had a great job, great perks, making good money, but it just wasn't for me anymore, and I used to pray about it all the time. I kind of felt convicted because I felt like, so many people that are looking for work and don't have jobs, and here I am kind of, complaining or not being happy with what I have. And I just always felt torn about it because I just knew that, it really wasn't for me anymore. And I remember my husband telling me, the year before that he didn't really see me being there for any longer than maybe another year. And I just thought it was crazy that he thought that. Like, I'm like, why in the world would you think that? Like, I'm going to be there for a while. Don't plan to stay forever, but I'm going to be there a lot longer than a year, So, then at the end of last year, an opportunity kind of, presented itself, and after praying about it and having the support of my, my wonderful husband and my family and my friends, I just decided to, step out on faith and start pursuing the next round full time. So that's kind of how
I think a lot of people can relate to that story because, I think you're most happiest, and you know you're doing what your whatever your mission in life is when it doesn't become work. It's what you want to do. Like if you now some people what they want to do is work at a job, you know, a 9-to-5 or whatever case may be, and work in that. But you feel how do you feel now? Like okay, you are your boss. You know what I'm saying? How do you feel now that you left the corporate, you know, format, and now that you're the boss? How's that feeling like every day when you're working?
Well, you know, it is. It's a great feeling for one because obviously I am now kind of pursuing what I'm passionate about doing, and and that's a great feeling because that's something they say that you know if you. Whatever you would do for free, you know, that's how you know that's what you're passionate about, you know, and that's how I feel about what I'm doing right now because, you know, obviously I do more than just handbags. I also kind of do a lot of other different projects. But it is, I mean, it's a faith walk because obviously you go from, you know, having a set kind of, you know, you got a structure, you got a paycheck coming in, you know, every 2 weeks you have insurance, 401k, all that stuff. And, you know, so kind of leaving that, it's like you're jumping into a whole new world, you know.
That's true.
And
yeah.
it's a faith walk because, as with everything, you know, you have your days where you're super motivated, then you have your days like, oh, my God, what did I get myself into? Like, what am I doing, you know? So, you know, it's just constantly just kind of dealing with that type of thing, I think.
Is it more work than you expect, you know, doing it full-time, is it more work than you expected, or how do you feel about that?
You know, the thing about it is that, like, I think anybody who thinks that, you know, when you go work for yourself, it's going to be kind of easy-breezy has it sadly mistaken, you know, because typically, like, you're going to work harder, I mean, because this is for yourself, so really, you're working harder than you would for most of the time, you know, like, you know, a regular 9-to-5 job because you have, you're more passionate about it, it's your baby, you know, so,
right.
I mean, I had long hours at work, too, you know, it kind of varied, you know, different periods of time, it was heavier workloads than others, but with your own thing, like, it's not uncommon. Like, literally, like, I probably, my normal bedtime is somewhere between 2 to 3 every night in the morning.
Wow, okay.
So,
okay.
And, I mean, and I was doing that while I was working full time, too, but I didn't have, you know, the whole day. I had to split my time, you know?
Yeah,
but,
exactly.
But with doing it full time now, I have the whole day, but it's still like, it feels like it's not enough time to get everything done. Just balancing all that.
I'm not a huge fashion person, but I have seen a lot of your stuff, and especially recently when I saw you in Atlanta at your Trunks show. But what would you say has influenced your style? Because, you know, I see women wearing purses all the time, and I don't see any that look like yours. So yours is something which I think is, you know, different, but obviously successful. So what has influenced that style?
Well, I really draw inspiration from a lot of things. I draw inspiration from people, places, just different things. I just feel like with so many serious things going on in the world today, that fashion should be fun. You know, it should be something that, you know, you can have fun with. You don't, just something to kind of express yourself, you know. I'm heavily influenced, I would say, by, like, fabrics and different prints. I love putting different textures and fabrics and leathers together. I love, you know, bold pieces, statement pieces. I always tell people my bags aren't for everybody, but they are for the woman who loves to stand out, the one who you know, really owns her own sense of style. Right. You know, she owns it. You know, she knows she's not like, you know, like worried about, oh, well, I don't want to wear this because somebody may, you know, she owns her sense of style.
Yeah.
She loves to make a statement, but she also values pieces that can be worn for years to come. And I think that is what, you know, that's how, what I say about my bags, in essence.
And the fact that you've had celebrities, and celebrities are usually the ones that want to stand out and want to be flashy.
Right.
You have
mm-hmm.
a lot of celebrity clientele, so I guess that's a true testament to, like, you know, what you just said. And I told you, I said that I saw you last month at here in Atlanta. You had a Trunks show here in Buckhead. Are you still doing those? I know you said you had traveled, you know, all over the country. Are you still doing those?
I am still doing those. I'm still traveling around doing shows. I had one in New York in February. I did Phoenix, Arizona. Then I did Atlanta. I'm doing another, I'm participating in another show in Brooklyn And that's actually in June 4th. It's I'm participating in it's called the CLB Ultimate Trunk Show. It's other designers and vendors as well. It's a great event, so I'm definitely looking forward to that. And then I'm also planning an event for D.C., hopefully in July towards the end, and then also doing one in Richmond, Tidewater area in Virginia, and hopefully Charlotte in the late summer in the back half of the year. So how
was that experience?
Oh, it's great. I really do love doing trunk shows because I get to meet so many people, and I really get to see their reactions to my bags firsthand. And I have so many great customers and supporters. It's just it's really humbling, and it's overwhelming a lot of times. But I love it. Yeah.
Because I remember even at the one in here in Atlanta that, you know, like I said, I don't know anything about that, but I know the women, when they came in, they were all like, oh. They're nice. You know, maybe they weren't expecting, but they were like, "These are so nice." And you had you were successful, weren't you? You were successful here, right?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I did. Yeah. I did really well in Atlanta, and I had it at Crystal's Boutique, which is a new boutique that's that's really doing well too. So yeah,
very
it was
nice
great.
Too.
I did. Yeah, I definitely plan to come back one day to Atlanta to do something again.
Okay. Well, now tell everyone where they can, view the bags, purchase bags, contact you for questions. Where can they do that?
Well, they can definitely check out my website, which is www.nenekasaran.com, and that's spelled NNEKASARAN.com. I also have a blog where I, feature a lot of the creative projects and, home design and different projects that I do. And then, of course, I'm on Facebook and Twitter, all under Neneka Saran. So Facebook.com/Neneka Saran, Twitter.com/Neneka Saran. And, and then my email address and all that's on, those pages.
Well.
So, yeah,
well,
and I'm constantly, currently I make all the bags myself, and I'm constantly updating with new styles. So, it's like, keep checking back to see what's, what's there.
What's the latest and greatest?
Mm-hmm.
Well, listen, I'm very, very, like I said, I'm very proud that you, and the one reason why I wanted to have you on here is because, when we talked, when I saw you last month, your story of stepping out on faith and it's working for you. You know what I mean? I think a lot of people, they stay in a mold because they feel like they want to take the safe route. You know what I mean? But you're living your dream. And I think that the best is yet to come. And so I thank you for being on the show tonight and telling your story. So thank you for that.
Well, thank you for having me. Definitely. Right. Thank you.
Absolutely. Well, listen, for more information, you can definitely check out Neneka Saran. Did I say it correctly?
Yep.
Neneka Saran on our Facebook page. And we'll be right back.
Hello out there. This is Mother Lou Ella Jenkins with EOTM Radio and Media. Get creative, get results. All we need to know is how high do you want your business to go. Now, what you need to do is call us at 213-290-3573. And all y'all rappers and singers and comedians and all that out there, I'm here to tell you we got something for you, and I'm going to tell you right now. And, baby, we got some people here that'll give you some PR and work. Child, you'll have your press kit so tight, child, it look like you'll take it to somebody and knock their teeth out. You hear me? Child, it'll knock mine out from all these emails I got. But let me tell you, this company here, baby, we will make you so high, you'll think you up there with the law. Ha-ha-ha! Just make sure you give us a call, and you can hit us up, too, on the email at pr@eotmradio.com. Give us a call. You hear me?
This was brought to you by EOTM Radio and Media.
Oh, well, now it's time to go into Steven's playlist. I think we addressed the question of the day with Aaron and Carla B. and Ms. Parker, of course. And also, I want to remind everyone to listen out for Say 2. Her show is on Sunday, and they'll be talking more about the whole Bin Laden capture and whatnot. So definitely go on EOTMradio.com for more information about her show. But now, Ms. Parker, it's time to go to the playlist. As you know, we receive music from people all over the country. Want to be featured in this segment. Each week we will select artists we played on our playlist. Tonight we are playing songs by both major and independent artists. You'll hear songs by Terrell King, B. Dot Jack, Bobby V, and many more.
Stephen, I really enjoyed the interview today. Just a little sidetrack, but I'll definitely
girl.
Be checking Naneka's line and see what she has to offer. Very inspiring, and good job to the young lady, and wish her the best. But anyways, if you are interested in being featured on our Stephen's playlist, please email the Stephen Knight Show at gmail.com. Please attach one or two songs, your bio, one or two promotional photos. Make sure your song is edited and clean for radio, meaning no curse words. We look forward to hearing from you and hearing your music.
Okay. And let me make a quick correction that Stay Two, her show is actually tonight. It's at 1 a.m. So check that out if you're still up.
Oh,
but
okay.
It's a great conversation. Yeah, I got that. I got it incorrect. But anyway, the first song is by your boy, Stephen Knight. I'm just preparing because I have new music that I'll be sharing next month, well, this month, later on this month. It's a song called On Hold. It's from my 2009 EP. Check it out.
About cars and things, about being a star. I thought that I would outgrow the scene. It seems my dream won't go away. So it's more like a nightmare, keeping me up all night like a nightmare. It's taking over my mind. My desire burns inside like a flame, and it can't and it won't be contained.
Somebody,
so I
like it's mine right now. I'm gonna surrender right now.
You're listening to Terrell King and Capo Despino. Present the repeat mixtape.
I'm losing my mind. 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 I'm losing my mind.
back seems so far. There's nothing like my secret place. Girl, that's what you are. Patiently waiting at the gates till you call my name. Cause every time that I keep in, I'm taking away.
But smiles get bigger when they see that Buick roll up. So I out when I show up. Show up, then I show out. And if I say I'm on my rocket ship, then the
wow.
Trapped in the hood, not me, I'ma float out. I flick hate flying, so I might catch a boat out.
Get your
dog,
folks.
I
guess
we gotta talk about my time. I saw you too much.
Gravity
wants to bring me down.
You got them same haters, though. Same thing, different day. Same, different stool. Same drum, different beef. Same, different fools. Different. Satan, same reason over different fools. That's different women, same hating, just from different dudes. Funny how you see people, love to see a tragedy. People that I never met, frowning, why you mad at me?
Why you mad at me?
If I was in your shoes, then I would
then
have to
be mad at me.
Hot Jack is me, defying the laws of gravity. Hard headed, I had to be. Mistakes I done learned from, dudes I done paid him with the change. I'm a fun one, after that, fun one. Cutting it to the box, go. HDB.TV, watch on. Grey Goose, 8 bottles, drink to the fly gun. I don't even know this, can still get my box on. I'll be at the crib waiting, till they say the cops gone. Two bad things stripped down, getting they by phone.
Something real.
Another world.
Oh.
All you want is them.
finding why he ain't no easier. What am I supposed to do? Shawty got me so confused. I'm second guessing what I see.
Okay, so are you going to play this part?
Wonderful playlist today.
I know. Listen, I want to thank everyone, as always, for joining in. Everyone for joining in tonight, as you always have supported us. We have some great shows coming up. I can't tell you exactly who's going to be on yet, but just know they are. But I will say that next week we're going to have a show on the state of racism in 2011. We're going to have a panel talking about their different experiences. They all come from different walks of life.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so we want to know.
That's going to be one of those heated ones, huh? I'm going to need a cup.
But I also want to give a big shout-out to Naneka Saran, and big ups to everything she's doing. You know, I love to see someone living their dream and putting forth the effort and making it work. So definitely check her out. We'll have her website on our page. And
Naneka Saran.
No, Saran was what I said before. Saran.
Oh, okay.
She corrected me. Hope I'm saying it correctly, because I definitely want to support her. But Ms. Parker, I want you to have a great week. I know you'll be traveling later on this week. And everyone else, I want y'all to have a great week. And
everyone have a good Cinco de Mayo. Have a margarita for me. Be safe.
All right. God bless you all and have a great week.
So fresh and so clean.